This is Metro Talk. I'm Justin Wingeter. Hospitals across the Western world are dealing with understaffing and other issues. Monday, I introduced you to Mark Graben, who I sat down with recently. He's an expert on improving hospital efficiency. Here's part two of our talk, beginning with what he does when he restructures hospital management.
I think one of the first things is that we would engage the nurses and doctors and housekeeping staff and registration clerk. You know, we would engage them in trying to develop solutions to these patient flow problems. And that's a core part of this lean improvement model. It's not about an expert coming in and dictating solutions. You know, hospitals have a long tradition of hiring experts that'll come in and say, well, you know, here's 20 things you need to do to fix your emergency department. And, you know, it's kind of human nature for people to not want to listen to that outside expert. They'll come up with a dozen reasons why their emergency department or their hospital is different and why those blanket recommendations don't apply. So, you know, teaching people some simple methods that helps them understand the waste and the delays in the process so that they can generate their own ideas tends to be a lot more effective. There's more buy-in. But, you know, I think some of the places you would point people to look would be, you know, for one, to look at staffing patterns throughout the day and throughout the week. Making sure that you have fluctuating staff that matches up with the busiest times in the evenings and on Friday and Saturday nights. You know, kind of traditional, conventional wisdom in healthcare, people would say, well, you know, it's not like the emergency room appointments are scheduled, so we never know how many people are coming in. But, you know, in reality, when you look at the data for a given emergency department, it actually becomes quite predictable of how many people are going to arrive in a given hour. Now, you don't know, are they going to come in with a broken wrist or with chest pain necessarily, but, you know, you have data that's good enough to improve that planning and kind of make adjustments to shift schedules to make sure that, you know, you're not overstaffed during the slow times of day and that you're not understaffed during the busy times. That's kind of one common thing people would look at.
Again, we're talking with Lean Hospital expert Mark Graben on this edition of Metro Talk. And Mark, I know you have a new book out next month. It suggests a Japanese manufacturing model that be applied to hospitals. Explain that.
The new book is called Healthcare Kaizen. And Kaizen is a Japanese word. If you break it down, it basically means change for the better. And the word Kaizen has been used a lot in the Western world, including the United States, over the last 25 years as ideas from Toyota, or, you know, the Toyota production system, or what's often called lean manufacturing, have really been embraced and adopted, you know, by companies around the world in all sorts of different industries. So that idea of Kaizen is one that says, you know, to have the best, most effective organization, we need to engage everybody in improvement. So instead of just relying on managers and outside experts, we really want to have everybody involved in fixing things related to their own work. And so, you know, there's a growing trend over the last 10 years of hospital systems and healthcare organizations kind of, you know, adapting these methodologies into healthcare, and there's more and more organizations that are embracing this idea of Kaizen, that everybody can be involved in improvement. It becomes a very powerful idea in healthcare.
Again, that is hospital expert and author Mark Graben, and this is Metro Talk, a public affairs feature here on WSIE.